Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. As we visit today, keep in mind the words of the prophet Isaiah as he speaks of God's promise of strength and help that we might rise above life's distractions and difficulties. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Let me start by saying I hope your Christmas was joyful regardless of how it was celebrated. In my family, plans were turned upside down when my daughter's two sons tested positive for COVID. The original plan was to have the full family gathering for Christmas dinner at my sister's and also celebrate my brother's 80th birthday, which falls on December 24th. We're talking about 25 to 30 folks together for the holiday and birthday. Then the news. COVID has hit the family. Discussions ensued, ranging from cancel everything, isolation, wearing masks and staying more than 6 feet away, to going forward as planned. The excitement of celebrating Christmas together quickly began to deflate. But as it turned out, my sister, her husband, and her girls' families stayed home and celebrated and played with the three-year-old's Christmas toys all morning. My brother stayed in Hartwell with his family, and my crew gathered together outside with masks, sitting in ball game chairs with my daughter's family at least 12 feet away from the rest of us. We exchanged gifts, laughed at funny t-shirts, booed and hawed over pretty gifts, and clapped at major surprises. We took lots of pictures and then shared food left on doorsteps. It was actually fun, and the weather cooperated. The Christmas spirit was renewed. Now, my oldest son's family spent Christmas at Tahoe skiing, and yesterday left to catch a flight home. They were caught in an awful snowstorm with almost zero visibility. Some miles out of Tahoe, the traffic stopped dead in the storm, but my son was able to take an alternate route. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. This matters because he had to drive down the mountain on ice-covered roads, something that is unlikely to happen in Jacksonville. In the midst of this, his oldest son texted me, described the situation, and asked me to please pray. I did, of course, and checked in with the women's group and family, so there was a storm of prayers going up for safety on the roads. They made it down the mountain, and in 60-mile-per-hour winds and little visibility, drove into Carson City and found a room at the Hampton Inn. The result of all these un-Christmas-like events is everyone is safe, no one else is sick, the weather is clearing in Nevada, no reports of serious accidents on the roads, and my son's family have found flights home tonight. What a celebration of the Lord's presence in our lives, in people's lives. Christmas may be over, but the evidence of the Lord's presence is in the everyday. Let us pray. Lord, your presence is in all life's events. Sometimes we're so stressed we can't see it, but you are there. We pray today that we can learn to look and learn and listen during difficult times and watch your working. Life can be a mess, but you are always holding our right hand. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.